ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 30th नवंबर 2004। सीरीज मेरा बाबा। प्रोसीजर टू डू सेवा इन मधुबन एज ब्रिंग एज मच बेनिफिट विल ब्रिंग इट शुड बी। दिस इज ऑल्सो अ गुड सिस्टम दैट हैज बीन क्रिएटेड बिकॉज एवरी जोन रिसीव्स अ चांस। वन इज दैट बाय सर्विंग द यज्ञ यू एक्यूमुलेट एन इनकम ऑफ मल्टी मिलियंस एट एवरी स्टेप कदम एवरी कदम। Because whenever the majority of you perform any task, you remember service of the yajna, and by remembering service of the yajna, you also remember the father, the creator of the yajna. So you accumulate the maximum in your account of charity through the service. Secondly, the real effort making children are able to make their chart of remembrance easy and constant, because firstly here you have the company of the maharatis and company easily colors you. When you pay attention, then in the 10 days you are here, you can progress very much. If you serve in a common way, that doesn't bring as much benefit. But you have the chance firstly to become a constant yogi, then accumulating in your account of charity, and then maintaining the intoxication and happiness of belonging to the biggest family of all. So those from Punjab have received this chance. Every zone receives this chance. But you must have the aim of benefiting in all three ways. How much did you accumulate in your account of charity? How much progress did you easily make in remembrance? How much experience did you have of the love of the gathering and the family? And how much closeness did you experience? Each one of you should see the result in yourself in these three things. You receive a chance in the drama, so you should now become the chancellor who take the chance. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 30th November 2004. Baba is talking with Punjab and Baba is telling here the benefit of coming to Madhuban. What are the different benefits you get after coming to Madhuban? Especially three things. First, when you come to Madhuban, you accumulate at each step. Here Baba is talking about service. So when you come here, whatever you do, whatever service you do, in fact you are serving the yajna. And when you serve the yajna, automatically you remember the yajna rachayita, the creator of this yajna. So this is the greatest benefit. So when you come in Madhuban, you do service and automatically you do yajna seva, and by doing yajna seva, you remember the creator of the yajna. So in fact you are remembering Baba only while serving in Madhuban. In Bhagavad Gita, four types of yajna are mentioned. First is Gyan Yajna, second is Yog Yajna, third is Tapo Yajna, and fourth is Dravya Yajna. First is Gyan Yajna, and Gyan Yajna is said to be the greatest of all the yajnas, all the sacrificial fire. First is Gyan. So when you come to Madhuban, automatically your chart of Gyan also increases. Because Baba is saying here, you come in the company of Maharatis. So that company colors you. So first is Gyan Yajna. Second is Tapo Yajna, where you do tapasya, you do penance. Third is Yoga Yajna. You do meditation, your yoga, your chart of yoga. You see progress in your chart of remembrance. So third yajna is Tapo Yajna. And fourth is Dravya Yajna. Whatever you offer here, whatever cooperation you give, otherwise also, what is remained last Sunday's, this Sunday's Murli was what? Only 1% is remaining. Whatever you had, your money, your wealth, your body, your mind, everything you wasted, 99% has gone in waste, only 1% is remaining. What sort of body you have? Even this is just, your youth is just for the sake of name, nothing else. Mind disturbed, unsettled, always wandering here and there. Such a restless, restive mind you have. And regarding wealth, once upon a time you are deities, and what you have become? Vaishya. You have become just businessmen. So everything is gone. So this is the best time you can do these four types of yajna whilst coming in Madhuban. First, Gyan Yajna. Second, Tapo Yajna. Third, Yog Yajna. And fourth, Dravya Yajna. Whatever you have, if you offer in yajna, that is multiplied. automatically. So here Baba is talking of three benefits of coming to Madhuban. First, service. You serve Yajna. And by serving Yajna, you automatically remember creator of the Yajna. Second benefit is for those students, for those people, for those children, for those Brahmins who are very much interested in Purusharth, in effort making. For them, this is the best place for doing yoga. They can increase their chart to any extent. Madhuban, what place can be greater than Madhuban? Last Sunday's Murli Baba said, this is Tapobhumi. Here you can burn off the word difficult. Nothing remains difficult. The word sometimes. The word we will see, we will do, it will happen. The word question. The word problem. All you can just extinguish in the fire which is getting ignited here. So, second benefit of coming to Madhuban is yoga. Your yoga chart automatically increases. If you want to become a constant yogi, nirantar, sahaj, easy yogi. So this is the ideal place for that. You come here and you make keep the aim that I have to increase my chart. But yes, even that will happen when you have the aim. Otherwise, here also you get lost in the maya. Either in food or in roaming here and there. Or in chit-chatting or in gossiping. Even oil coming to Madhuban. This is the place, ideal place for solitude, for silence, for tapasya, for introspection, retrospection, going deep within yourself. So, second benefit. Third benefit of coming to Madhuban is family. Love and closeness of this family. Of course, at center also you have family. But here you are coming into the unlimited. You are just entering into an unlimited arena. Here you are seeing souls from all different walks of life. Souls hailing from all countries. So here you have that feeling of proximity, love. This is the Brahmin family. Baba said this is the biggest of all the families in the world. So you get that feeling of family, belongingness here after coming to Madhuban. So these are the three benefits Baba has talked about. Baba said you get 8 to 10 days in Madhuban. Whenever parties come, they stay here for 8 to 10 days, sometimes less, sometimes even more. So in those 8 to 10 days, they should come with a preparation. That we are going to Madhuban means, first, I have to focus entirely on my Gyan. I have to focus entirely on my Tapasya. And yes, I have to do Yajna service also. I have to do service of this sacrificial fire. But it should not happen that while serving, your Gyan and chart of yoga goes down. Service is must. Service is best thing that keeps you busy. But that also can become a source of maya. Because in service only, you come into conflicts and bickering and brawl and all those things that happen. Everything happens in the service only. The dwindling down of vairagya happens in service only. Conflicts in the relationships happen in service only. The emergence of the dirty hood of ego happens in service only. Though service is the best thing to keep you busy, but that service should not become a source of maya. That has to be kept in mind. Okay? Yesterday's Murli Baba said, even if you fall down accidentally, that means you did not have attention. Sisters used to come to Madhuban, they would come by train and they would reach Sirohi. Rather than boarding, getting down, alighting at Abu Road, they would reach Sirohi or Sarupganj. And when Baba would ask, what happened, how you went there? They would say, Baba, we were lost in your remembrance. We didn't realize that Abu Road has come and we reached ahead. So that is not remembrance at all. This is not lovely in stage. This is not a stage you are absorbed or lost in love. This is your lack of attention. Whatever, no matter how is the ground, you should not get sprain of intellect and you should not have twist of thoughts. Remember that. So, if you are coming to Madhuban 8 to 10 days, plan it. या वेसल ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्म. दिस इज द लैंड ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, परिवर्तन भूमि, तपोभूमि. यू शुड हैव संदीप, यू शुड बिकम व्हाट यस्टरडे? वेसल ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, वेसल ऑफ डिटरमिंड थॉट. देन ओनली दिस ब्लेसिंग विल स्टे देयर, अदरवाइज ब्लेसिंग विल गो अवे. वी सेड यस्टरडे, डिस्कस्ड यस्टरडे नाइट क्लास, फाइव कंडीशंस वेयर द वेसल डजंट गेट फिल विथ वाटर. फर्स्ट, इफ देर आर होल्स. सेकेंड, इफ इट इज केप्ट अपसाइड डाउन. थर्ड, इफ देर इज अ लीड अबव इट. फोर्थ, इफ देर इज ऑलरेडी डर्टी वाटर. एंड फिफ्थ, इफ द वेसल इज केप्ट इन साइड द हाउस. इट्स रेनिंग आउटसाइड, सो हाउ विल इट गेट फिल्ड? सो दीज आर द डिफरेंट वेज वेर द वॉटर डजेंट गेट फिल. सो यू हैव टू बिकम वेसल ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, यू हैव टू बिकम वेसल ऑफ डिटरमिंड थॉट, पात्र. Then only the water will, then only the Vardhan, then only the blessing will come into it. Otherwise you will go to, go home and then say, oh, Baba gave, but it is not there. Where it has gone? Okay, I think Baba has kept it with himself. Aray, Baba is giver, donor, or he is receiver. What is he? And then you blame Baba. You level false allegations against him that he did not give. You become extra smart. So, remember, Baba has talked about account of charity. Punya ka khata. Increase that. And every zone receives this chance. And you have a chance of becoming chancellor. So why don't you take the chance? This is a, you have to grab this opportunity by neck. Such a golden opportunity. To increase your chart of yoga, to increase your silence, to increase your solitude, to increase your self-reflection, self-accounting, self-analysis, retrospection, planning for future. Whilst coming here, plan what I have to go after going to my place, my home, my center, my office, my business. What are the fractures in those relationships? What are the emotional cracks that has developed there? In center, or home, or office, or business. What are the relationships that are still unhealed? What are the wounds? What are the bruises, abrasions? And they are going on without healing. Study them whilst here. So that before going back to Madhuban, you have a good plan in front of you. That's why whenever people ask me, I always tell them one thing. What, after coming to Madhuban, do two things. First, review your last 6 months. What are the mistakes? What are the blunders that you committed? What are the mortal and menial sins that you committed? What are the wrongdoings that you did? What are the unrighteous actions that you did? This is the review of last 6 months after coming to Madhuban. And then, planning for next 6 months. Whilst in Madhuban, plan what you have to go after going, doing there, after going to your place. Plan it. So this is very important. So Baba is talking with group of Punjab. Baba is saying that it's very good that you came here. At every step you earn multi-million, padam. But do you get the experience of this? That we are really earning multi-million? This is such an internal incognito intoxication which you should have internally. Yes, I did this and definitely my joy has increased. My happiness has increased. And definitely by this action, I have received blessings from all. How much my intellect has become divine after coming to Madhuban. Today is Murli, Sakar Murli. There is blessing. Baba said, you have got the best gift from Bab Dada. And the best gift is divine intellect, Divya Buddhi. With this divine intellect, you do four things. First, you know yourself. Second, you know Baba. Third, you know this, you become Trikaldarshi. Third is, you become Trikaldarshi. You know the beginning, middle and the end of the world. And fourth, with this divine intellect, Manjuben, what do you get from today's blessing? You inculcate all the powers. These are the four things you get out of divine intellect. First, you get to know yourself. You get to know Baba, you become Trikaldarshi, everything becomes clear. You first think and then do things. And fourth, you can inculcate all the divine powers from Baba. So with the divine intellect, four things happen. So, after coming to Madhuban, check for the divinity of the intellect. When it came, how it was, and now when it is leaving from here, how it is. This is the checking you have to do. This is for, of course, for those who are coming from outside. Since Baba is talking with Punjab group, now what about those who stay here? Shambhai, what about those who are already staying here? Those who are in the Madhuban, those who are in this, in the very heart of sacrificial fire, for them what? They also. Same thing. What you can do is, think that this is your room and these are the four pilgrimage places. From your room, make an internal imaginary journey into these four places. Think that I am right now away from Madhuban and mentally try to visit the four places. Go to Shantistham, go to History Hall, go to Baba's room, go to hut. Mentally. And now I am going to my room. I am little away from Madhuban. Don't think that I am in the Madhuban. But think that whilst in the Madhuban, these are the four places which are Madhuban, and now I have to go to Madhuban. And whilst going there, then I have to do this four type of income. I have to earn, make my intellect divine. While sitting there and while you see other people ponder over this divine family, Baba is saying this is the third benefit. Second benefit is increase your chart of yoga. First benefit is serving yajna. So here, those who are in Madhuban, they should do service of mentally spreading vibrations. Sunday's Murli. Baba said the greatest cooperation or the greatest duty of all the Brahmins is to make the atmosphere powerful. Vibrations powerful. This is your greatest duty. This is the sahyog. This is the cooperation you have to give. Because you have helped the father. He is Giridhar Gopal. To uplift this Govardhan hill. So you have to give cooperation in each and every task of the yajna. And one of the tasks for those who are in Madhuban is to do mental service, is to do service of Sakash, is to spread positive vibrations throughout the world, because a day will come this yajna would undergo upheaval. Yajna would undergo upheaval. Yajna doesn't have outside enemies. Yajna has enemies inside. And what is those enemies? Internal conflict. Antarkalaha. Yajna has greatest fear of antarkalaha. Internal conflict. Interpersonal conflict. Conflicts of egos. What other person can do to this yajna? Nothing. It is like a fort. Nobody can do anything to this yajna. But yes, if those who are staying inside, those who are residents of yajna, if they start quarreling, if they start fighting, if they are at loggerheads with each other, then how to bring about that harmony, that conformity? This is the greatest responsibilities of those who are Madhuban Nivasis. And that's why these are the three things for Madhuban, and these are the three things from those who are coming from outside. Okay, Om Shanti.